So, yeah.
Okay, we'll do our best to make it fit. Here's Paul to apply the rate.
I appreciate it.
Hi, Rick. Rick, thank you for holding.
How you doing,
my
Paul?
Name is Paul. Hi. Happy Friday. How's your day going so far?
It's been a little bit hectic, Paul. How's yours?
Well, not bad. Not bad. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me. And, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's
mm-hmm.
included, answer
mm-hmm.
any questions for you. And then because the business, at least under this name, is a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate, make it even more affordable
right.
for you. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
No.
Okay. So for your services, your service area, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads, of course, being a young company, you do see reduced pricing. The lowest price that we offer is for younger businesses. You save well over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $249. The $249 would be the exact amount. The calls come to you, so you're not paying anything on top of that. You know, it's not a lead-based service where you're paying for every single lead, whether you get the job or
mm-hmm.
not. With this, whether you do 15 jobs or 50 jobs, it's the same flat rate. Now, of course, our job
mm-hmm.
is to make sure that the people who see you on the first page have the reasons to call you. This would include a website as well. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, it is month to month. There's no contract. That being said, as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate would stay with you. I'm sure you've got questions
okay.
for me now, but is
well,
that
after,
you might want?
Well, this is for a startup, you know, since it's younger, you said it's a newer company. So after a year
right.
of me, then do I go up to
$599
a month?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Now, the new business rate, while it is, like I said, the lowest rate that we offer to the public, it's not a promotional rate. It's not going to go up on you later on. If you keep the service and become an established company, if we have to raise our prices down the road, your price would never go up. It's kind of more of like an assistance program, really, you know, just to make it more affordable for younger companies, because although
mm-hmm.
there are no long-term contracts, we know that our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it's profitable. And of course, your success
gotcha.
Is our success. So it would only ever be that exact amount of $249. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. You're not paying per quick call or job or a percentage of your profits. Now, the website,
mm-hmm.
like I said, would be included, and that means not just the initial construction of the site, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included as well. So, of course, we could use any photos that you already have, and as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos. We can add those photos to your website at no additional cost.
Gotcha. Okay.
You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, of course, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature, and customers will be calling your number directly. Now, the contact form on the website that we have, of course, will allow someone to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. And when they fill out that
mm-hmm.
form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form actually repopulates on your tracking system. So you know where the work's coming from and who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions?
Well, like, see, I'm on Angie Leads with Home Advisor and stuff like
right.
that. My problem with them was, or is,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, they said, you know, can you have some of your customers give you a rating, an online rating? So I contacted customers,
mm-hmm.
sent them the link. I got all these 5-star ratings, and then
right.
Angie Leads just starts bombarding them with phone messages
oh,
and calls and stuff like, you know, did you enjoy your, you know, your contractor through, oh, yeah. So is this something that's going to happen? Is Google going to be contacting
no.
my customers?
No, of course not. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it would never be anything like that. Google's not going to contact your customers or try to follow up with them. Unless it was like a fraudulent review or a bad review that you wanted us to
address.
No, we're not going to be actively reaching out to your customers for any reason other than to maybe find out, you know, why they're giving you a review if they haven't even used your services, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Then no, I don't think I really
Other than that, though, I mean, are you getting jobs from that service? I'm pretty familiar with it. I've talked to a lot of business owners that are using it.
A couple.
Okay. Right. It's a shared lead system, so you get the same lead that your competitors get. So it's always going to be a little hit or miss. Now, with this, of course, we only work with one business at a time. Strict Google guidelines mean it's one business per area and industry. Of course, you won't be the only company that pops up, though, when someone types in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning. But you know, as long as you're on that first page, and as long as you've got a website that people can see and know that you do what they're looking for, see before and after photos, you will get phone calls. And the best part about it is you're only going to get calls from people that saw your website first and then decided to call you. So you're not getting a bunch of calls from people that are not even sure what they want, or they're looking for estimates, trying to find the cheapest guy. You'll get calls from people that are making that conscious, educated, informed choice to call your number, usually because they want to work with you. They're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get.
Okay.
Are you doing any commercial work, or is it strictly residential at this point?
No. It's mostly all just residential.
Sure. Yeah, and that's the actual position that we're trying to fill. But if you do want to open it up and take on commercial clients, we can always add
content. Like my business cards and stuff both say business and residential and all that, so it's like
so you're able to take on a commercial. Just so far it's been kind of residential. It's still it's Home Advisor powered by Angie, so it's still that Home Advisor platform that still pretty much does target residential clients. With this, though, we can target both residential and commercial clients. And again, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there's Facebook paid ads, that social media campaign.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the best of both worlds. I mean, obviously, if someone is actively searching, they're probably going to go on Google. If they're not going on Google, they're going on Bing. And you're going to be listed there as a top option anytime someone in the area is actively searching for someone who does power washing. Now, the Facebook ads work a little bit differently. They don't even have to be actively trying to find someone to call, but when they're on their own Facebook page, just scrolling through, they'll see your ads, and that will take them to your website. So maybe they know they've got a party coming up, or they know that they used to be the before, and now they're the after picture. They want to get back to looking nice again. That gives people more reasons and reaches out to more people. Facebook ads are really affordable. Now, that $249, although we reduced it from $599 to $249, the $100 of Facebook ads was left intact and not reduced at all. And Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks every month from someone in your area on their Facebook page that can use your services. And, of course, that just means more phone calls for you. It's included at no additional cost as part of that package.
Does it increase later on?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, obviously, we're going to do the research, too, and look at the reports.
Right.
Let's say you're getting a lot of work from Facebook. And, I mean, our job is to make sure that the $100 of Facebook ads last the entire month. And like I said, with Facebook ads being affordable, that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I have a Facebook business account already.
Right, and everything's going to be linked to your Facebook account, so you'll be able to see all the work that you're getting through there. In fact, like I said, that detailed reporting and tracking system really is for your benefit. Some of our clients don't even bother to use it. They just know that if their phone's ringing, the service is working. But you do have 24/7 access to it. We call it your client dashboard. So with that, you can see, what people are saying. You can even print out invoices for tax purposes. Reports are very easy to understand, and they do update throughout the day. So very near real time, very up to date reporting for how well your service is working.
Gotcha.
One of the other things that you can do with that that client dashboard, there's a website editor tool available to all of our clients. And some of our clients love it. You know, some of our clients do actually want to go in and tinker with their websites, add new photos on their own, maybe make content changes or, you know, holiday special or whatever. I'd still say the majority of our clients just want us to take care of everything. And we will, of course, you know, take care of everything for you at no additional cost, make any updates to your website. But you would have that that website editor tool available for your use if you wanted to use it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, one thing I can do here, and it's not specifically for Angie's. Obviously, we have nothing at all to do with them or even with their business model of selling and reselling the same lead to competing companies. But there's a promo code in our system. Where is it? Oh, there it is. It's just for someone who is currently or even has recently spent their advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. I might normally take 20, 30, 50% off that setup fee, but it's Friday and my boss is usually in a good mood on Friday. He actually has a very young daughter. He does like to start his weekends early and sometimes he lets us go early on Fridays, and he's never opposed to us, you know, doing things like waiving setup fees, especially for younger companies. So I'd be willing in this case to waive the entire setup fee. It would just be the $249 as an out-the-door cost.
Okay.
So being that it's month-to-month, of course, obviously, our job is to make it happen quickly. It takes about 5 to 7 business days for us to build out your website. And of course, it'll always be up and active, even if we're making changes to it or if you're making changes to it on your own. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the phone number that we're speaking on now, Rick, is this the number you want on your website, the business number?
Yes, this is the company phone number.
This is the company. Okay. And is it a smartphone? You can receive a text message on that number, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. But when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like
I do
a personal. You have a business
email? No, I have a business email.
Okay. What is that email?
GodsCountryPW@gmail.com.
Okay. And the name of the company is God's Country Power Washing.
Country Power Washing. Yeah.
All right. Perfectly. And there's no apostrophe in the
No.
In the email, right.
Right.
And it's abbreviated PW for power washing. So it's God's Country Power, PW, I should say, at gmail.com for the email address. Oh, Rick, Tara never did get your last name.
I'll spell it for you. ORNOWSKI. 3 words, or, now, and ski.
Gotcha.
And that's how it's pronounced. Ornowski.
Gotcha. And then, Mr. Ornowski, the other thing I did want to ask you about, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I know that on the Angie's, it does list the physical address, the 4002 21st Street Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one really does come to you, so that's not an address that you would necessarily want listed for your business online, right?
Correct. Is that it shouldn't have been listed on Angie's list.
Well, yeah, I don't know why Angie does that. Google, though, doesn't want to show a home address. I mean, Google knows that service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck. Google doesn't want anyone to have an address that they could drive to. If I mean, they wouldn't want anyone knocking on your front door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field.
Well, true.
You'll be listed city and state, no zip code, and certainly not that street address. And then I know that Tara said roughly 20-mile radius. We don't just draw a circle around you. So it could be 25 miles, 30 miles.
I mean, like that's what I said. Well, that's what I told her. I said, I'll go 20 miles. And I said, she's like, 20 miles? And I said, you know, more or less a 40-mile radius. I'll go 20 miles in either direction.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I've gone from North Canton to clear to Carrollton, another county,
on
the same day.
Perfect. So. Yeah. So you know, we'll be able to target big cities and small specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods even, where it's most profitable for you to be found. If it's 20 miles away, 30 miles away, if you know, if there's places 5 miles away that you know you don't want to go, then we just don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. We make sure that you get the phone calls from the people and places that you want to service. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, Mr. Arnosky, I would, I'd schedule what's called a client interview. It's the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we do the deep dive. We talk more in detail about all the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, anything like a mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, client satisfaction, job one, that kind of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create a logo for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that we're required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a reduced rate and it's fixed, that it'll never go up, that in this case we'd also even be waiving your setup fee and including that website. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Now, before we do get to that, I mean, assuming you do want to try it out for at least a month, and again, it's month to month, you can stop at any time, you can pause it too if you end up getting more work than you can take on. I mean, if that's something that you did want to try out, I mean, how would you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What would work best for you?
My MasterCard, I guess.
Is it first and last name on that card or any middle initial?
Just first and last.
First and last, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was a MasterCard.
It's Richard.
That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Rick, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
515-4611-2021-1463.
The expiration month and year?
925.
9 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
869.
I've got 869 on the back. I've got 09 or September of 2025 for the expiration. And then, Rick, was the card itself 5175-4611-2021-1463?
Correct.
And does that fill out the home address, the 4002?
Yes.
And the zip code is 4470.
44706, yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do, like I said, want to get through that voice verification. I'll be respectful of your time. But please stop me if you have any questions. Give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Rick, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
God's Country Power Washing.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Rick, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Rick Ornowski, owner-operator.
Okay. Mr. Ornowski, as the owner and operator of God's Country Power Washing, of course, you're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, Rick. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Rick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, again, month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Rick, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Fair enough, yes.
Okay. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reduction in the cost that I was able to apply here, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, including the website, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of June, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. And Rick, that $249, again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause it seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Rick, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Arnowski, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
But I do have a question. How do I contact the client support team if I do need to do
Just about to get to that. You're going to receive in about a minute here a confirmation email that has our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information.
No.
That's
perfectly fine.
You'll get that by way of email. By the way, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. They'll follow up with you within that day or the following business day. If they get the email after hours, the email address will be on that confirmation email that you'll receive in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour. Usually get to see you within the first couple of minutes of the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I could get you in at noon if that works for you. There's also 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And then this afternoon, it looks like we're kind of booked out, but there's a spot available at 5. Did you want something a little sooner or maybe not 5 o'clock?
Well, 2 o'clock would be good because I'm somewhere right now working.
Okay. So we'll schedule it from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. You'll get a reminder email at 1 o'clock, an hour prior, and I'll send you in a couple of minutes here a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. And then, I did want to do one other thing, just to add another layer of protection, just a little bit extra security here on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with God's Country Power Washing, even if it's you, Rick, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you to confirm the answer to the security question. And then this is really important, especially about a week from now. If you start getting phone calls when your website is active, if you get calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or Local Splash, first of all, they should know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And if anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just let them go. I mean, like I said, the voice verification attached to your account already, and it is pretty clear for your protection. It bills once a month on the 21st for $2.49 and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Abigail.
Abigail?
Yes.
Is that A-B-I-G-A-I-L?
Yes.
Okay, type it in twice. You're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Local Splash one right now.
The initial invoice one. So if you've already clicked on the click here to accept the subscription terms, you'll be looking at the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Well, I just opened the email up a minute ago, the approved MasterCard, and then it says access your dashboard.
Okay.
Is that not the one you're talking about?
Oh, no, that is the one. But above it, above the invoice. Above the invoice in the body of the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's me.
Okay, so click on the blue click here. It'll take you to the terms of experience. Again, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but real quick, Google's going to be our main focus. You know, it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google, so we will mirror the content on Bing. We want to make sure you're getting those phone calls and opportunities, too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The website's included, and we're doing the Facebook ads, too. You'll see a line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number. And then a couple of boxes, we would want you to click both of those boxes. One is to agree to receive SMS.
Agree on the messages. Yep.
The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would copy and paste or type in your name. It's case sensitive if you're typing it in. Your initials are capitalized in the Rick and the Ornofsky. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got an exact match of your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it, or maybe below it if you're on your smartphone. But once you click the confirm signature box, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. Also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting it when it asks you for a username and a password. If you get to that login page, you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it...
That's where I'm at.
Okay, you can stop right there. In fact, if you tried to log into your tracking system, it would just give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. You can find your login information on the welcome email that you also got. So not only does it have our client support information on there, it's got your login info as well. Your username is the same in our system, so it can't be changed. It's easy for us to access the information and easy for you to remember. It's your phone number. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. Your password is a default password. That you can change. Once you have access to your tracking system, you can change it. It's good bing, all lowercase, no space. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. On my end, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Well, I appreciate it, Paul. Where are you guys located at?
We're local to everywhere in the United States and Canada. That's our service area. We're actually headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook, but as a Google partner, our responsibility is all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun.
Well, you're the first person from any kind of Google company that's called me. I can understand. You and Tara both.
I'll pass that along. We appreciate that. You'll also get another email. If you haven't already taken a look at that, you can look at that when you get a chance. It's just to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are real businesses, actual legitimate companies that would answer the phone and provide the services listed. So Google wants us to kind of prove that you are, you know, working in the area. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, although there's a link there you can use to send us any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you've got one. For the workplace, since you're service-based, Google's fine with where you would park your truck when you're not using it for work. And then is the business itself licensed or insured?
Both.
It is? Okay, perfect. So you can send photos of that stuff too.
It's not a license. I am bonded by contract. I have all my customers, but I am insured, yes, through traveler's insurance, business insurance. Yeah.
Perfect. And yeah, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there. That's just automated. It goes out to everyone the exact same way. But anything you can send out to us would help us to expedite that process. But other than that, I do hope that I am available when our technician is ready to call you in that 2 o'clock hour. If I am between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a call myself, and in which case, of course, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. But whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to say we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Hope you have a fantastic day, and enjoy the weekend.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you very much. It'll be a good day, too, brother.
You too. Thank you, Rick. You take care.
Uh-huh.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.